Jnananjanashalakaya Chakshurmilitam Jena Tasmai Sri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobhistam Stapitam Jena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Swapadandikam Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shivasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai Shishi Gornitai Ki Jai Transcendental Book Distribution Marathon 2011 Ki Jai So Street Yatra Ki Jai Tai Gol Premanande Haribol. Hare Krishna. Nice to see all of you. So Street devotees of Shishi Radha Londoneshwara. today we will not be giving class, but we'll be just expressing a few words of gratitude on behalf of Srila Prabhupada and the Acharya, on behalf of your respective spiritual masters, and ultimately on behalf of Shishi Radha, Londoneshwara, Jagannath Baladeva Subhadri Maharani, and Shishi Gornitai. First of all, thank you for inviting me here once again to Saw Street as your servant. And I hope I will carry on serving you for years to come. So it has been a wonderful activity of book distribution this year, successful. The old Yatra has done very, very well, considering there was less amount of devotees going out full-time, but there were a lot of congregational members, as usual. This program is developing like a wildfire, a little from a lot. And I think the Saw Street is the force behind this program. And then the manor also has given a go this year, and they've achieved their quota. So many, many books they've been distributed. And no doubt, I'm 100%, 300% sure that Srila Prabhupada, the Acharya, and Lord Krishna is very, very pleased with all of you. Very, very. we may think sometimes that distributing books has no effect. That is just like trying to make a hole in the water. The hole will never happen. But it's not a fact. it will make the hole a spiritual hole. We may not see it, but it's there. It will create an impact on the life of so many individuals. And it will be manifested. It would be manifested at some point in their lives. So it is not a waste of time. It is a very glorious, wonderful activity of spreading the consciousness of God. And for every activities, as we know, there is a reaction. It's the law of karma. So similarly, for this, for any wonderful activities, there is also, without any doubt, a wonderful reaction. And the reaction in this case will be directly from Krishna. Material activities, when they're performed, the reaction is given by the Maya. But any spiritual activities, the blessings, the reciprocation is given by directly by Lord Krishna. Maya has got nothing to do with it. Maya steps away, and Lord Krishna interferes directly with the devotees. So you will definitely feel the gratitude of Lord Krishna and Srila Prabhupada. We don't know in what way. I don't know in what way. But it will fructify in a very beautiful, wonderful way that for every individual will be a very personal experience. As we know, people, they go to work and they, at the end of the month, they receive remuneration. So similarly, this kind of work that you did, you don't receive any money for it. There is no money there. But there is something more wonderful than money. So don't think that this festival today is just the ultimate gift that you're going to get. You may get a card or you may get a little gift, a token of gratitude. This is wonderful, but it's not really that is not the ultimate gift that you will get. Rest assured that you will receive, first of all, Shivaram Maharaj told me once, he said that anyone who distributes books, he gets the embrace of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu directly. You may not see it. And he said, you know, when you go to sleep, Lord Chaitanya comes and he embraces the devotee that has been distributing his books. So this is a wonderful reciprocation. Krishna gives himself. He is the source of all the opulence, of the fame. He's the source of beauty. He's the source of fame, power, knowledge, renunciation. And can you imagine people there? Everybody's after all these things. That's why people, they do work very hard to achieve one of these things or many of these, maybe all of these things. Some of them, they want some fame. You know, a celebrity works very hard, maybe not for money, but for some fame, to become more famous. A poor man is working, you know, to get out of poverty because he needs some money, some wealth. A student, you know, he works very hard because he wants some knowledge. one of the strongest men in the world, they train very hard because they want some power. So everybody's after a little something of these six opulence. But a humble preacher, book distributor, he gets the source of this opulence. He gets the personality, not the energy, but he gets the energetic. Lord Krishna gives himself to that person. So, any, if you desire any of these things, Krishna will definitely give it to you. But very often we don't we are not really serious with our desire. We desire material things, but we don't really mean it. And that's why Krishna doesn't give it to us. But if you are seriously desiring something, of course he will give it to you. He will give you more than what he's giving to many materialistic people. And that will be, will it be the end of your material struggle? No, because then this parena nalinacha, then you want something else, and then something else. Like a wealthy man, the Prime Minister of Italy, Berlusconi, he had everything. Wealth, power, but he wanted the fame. He wanted to be a Prime Minister. So, like a wealthy children, they're spoiled, you know, so they're bored with wealth, so they want something else. And then they want some beauty, and then they want some knowledge. So they're always looking after, you can't have everything. But a devotee can. He can have everything. You do have everything. So Krishna will make you famous. In the eyes of all the demigods, in the eyes of all the residents of the spiritual world, in the eyes of all the sane people of this world, people who live in the mode of goodness, for them you are a hero. For people who live in a religious way, they see you as a hero. And these are the people that we should be accountable to, not donkeys, not people who go in the pubs and they drink, they smoke, they take drugs, they are addicted to sex. We're not interested to attract the attention of this type of people. Prabhupada said, you know, that you have to become a good donkey to attract the attention of all these donkeys. Because to be worshipped by ignorant people, what's the use? What is there? It's nothing exciting. But to be admired and to impress an intelligent person, right? That's actually really the main thing. So demigods are very intelligent, and they're impressed what you did. All the residents of the spiritual world, they have so much impressed, because they have everything there. But there's one thing missing there. They're not able to do what you are doing. Distributing the consciousness of Krishna is the highest activity that is not even going on in the spiritual world. Everybody there is an Uttamadhikari. They're already Krishna conscious, and they don't need it anymore. But they come down, some of those, to experience this taste. Lord Chaitanya, he came down to experience this activity of giving. So what you are giving, what you are doing, it's actually even higher than the activities of the spiritual world. Krishna is very, very impressed. Srimati Radharani is very, very touched. Be assured, there is no doubt. Does that mean that we are better than the residents of the spiritual world? It doesn't mean that, but it is the activity that we perform that brings glory, that makes you qualified as one of the residents of the spiritual world. So everybody is fully satisfied there, except occasionally. It's like people when they are in a party and they don't see the beloved ones enjoying in the party. So then you feel some sorrow and you try to get out of the party. Either if it's your sister or your brother or your son, you try to bring them in to enjoy with you. So in the spiritual world is like that. It's a beautiful party going on at every second. But some of the Acharya, they feel a bit sad, a bit sorry, even Lord Krishna himself. So, and that's why they send souls like Srila Prabhupada, the Acharya. Even sometimes Lord Krishna himself comes in the form of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, so anxious to preach and to bring the unfortunate ones into the real party of the spiritual world. Because Krishna is he's not envious and he wants everybody to enjoy. He wants everybody to experience what he's experiencing himself. Isn't it? This is the whole purpose of Krishna consciousness. We go out, give books to people because we want them to experience what we are experiencing. It's not just something to read, but also to feel. Reading means feeling. You put inside something which creates some kind of turmoil to your emotions, to your consciousness, revolution. People, they get molded just by knowledge. Knowledge form a character. So these books, they give the supreme character to people. They give the Sambandha Jnana. They remember who they are, who is God, who is their father, what is the relationship with God, what is the relationship amongst us, what is the goal of life. The whole purpose of life is there in these books. So it is wonderful that you have done this great austerity book distribution. And do please become attached to it. Make this activity everything for you. Sometimes people, they become very sad because they, either in relationship, they make someone everything. You should never make someone everything for you. Either if he's a boyfriend, a girlfriend, or a wife, or because when you lose that person, then you got nothing. You become very sad. But if you make a devotional service, everything for you, then you will never lose it. It's part of your soul. If you make the preaching everything for you, you may lose everything, but you still have the activity of service. You may lose all the possessions, relatives, like a brahmacharya or a sannyasi. You may lose everything, but it's still something that remains with him, which is service, devotional service. So let's make that thing everything for us. It is the real thing. Serving Krishna is the most important activity, the most glorious activity, and it's it's recommended by all the acharya, and amongst all the activities of devotional service, the crown jewel is to the act of giving Krishna to somebody else. It does not require knowledge, does not require prestige or some expertise, or does not require anything, criteria or money, or we could go out and tell something to someone about Krishna. And you have actually done something wonderful. So let's meditate on wonderful activity that you have performed, and Lord Krishna will surely bestow his blessings to all of you, no doubt. And today there will be a little appreciation from the temple president to all of you for the endeavor that you have performed. But take whatever prasada comes to you as an act of reciprocation. But the real reward, it will be, it cannot be estimated. It is yet to come. So be assured of that. Thank you very much on behalf of Srila Prabhupada. So it's 8:30 and so we can stop here and ask if there is any questions. Any point? Yes. Not necessarily. The question is, does it mean that a poor man is more spiritual than a wealthy man, right? This is your question. No. To be poor or to be rich, those are the temporary situations called the part of the duality of life. Everywhere in the world you find duality. You find the thin and the fat. You find the ignorant and the intelligent. You find, you know, that the beautiful and the ugly. You find... But it's got nothing to do with Krishna consciousness. You can find a wealthy person who can become God conscious, or a poor person who can become God conscious. Of course, the Bhrigu Muni, he suggests that to cultivate Krishna consciousness, it is required, it is also Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. It's a good, the springboard is to cultivate the renunciation and to live in a simple situation. There have been wealthy devotees, you know, they've given up their wealth to join Krishna consciousness. Or there have been devotees, they were very poor, they came to Krishna, and now they're very wealthy. So the main thing, the real wealth, is the Krishna consciousness, the spiritual advancement that we cultivate. You can have a poor person who is proud of his penny. You can have or is envious of the rich. You find, you know, that sometimes very common, a prostitute is envious of the chaste lady, or an ignorant is envious of an intelligent person. The poor is envious of the wealthy. You know, it could be a good thing, but it could also be a curse. You know, it depends how how much you identify with you. You know, because you can find a poor man, he knows it's a temporary situation. He can be a sweeper in the street in his life, but he knows, if he has knowledge, he knows that the situation can change. In this life or even in next life, you see the example in the Bhagavatam that Brahmana Sudama was poverty stricken, but then he became very, very wealthy. So wealth, poverty, this got nothing to do with it's not a criteria to have to make you Krishna conscious. So you have to. In whatever situation we are, you know, we have to be detached. Detached even from being a poor man. Janaka Pandit says, you know, one who is a poor is a curse from previous life. He's been misusing something, so therefore, you know, that's the situation. People are wealthy in this life because some charity they've performed in previous lives. So we we gain according, you know, to what we do. But they're all temporary situations. Is that okay? Any thoughts or any Satchikshara Prabhu? Yes?
Just a quick comment, because being poor is a curse. Is it really? Well, many poor people are very happy. They're very content with what little they have, and they have a very happy life.
That's true. I mean, that's the statement of Janaka Pandit. Sometimes says, you know, to be a poor man, to be poor is a curse. I don't know why he said that, but I guess because, you know, you have to struggle to maintain and to... fight the inflation, You know, there are some people, they work very, very hard, poor people, but they can't get out of poverty. It's just karma. That's why, in that sense, it's a curse. And some people, they don't work very hard, and they become rich very easily. And that's karma. So we all have a different karma. Isn't it? But, yes, it's a fact, but you're talking about, you know, a Atmaram, a satisfied person. I know that many revolutions in this world, you know, they're created by poor people also, because they don't want to suffer anymore. So they're very angry. Yes, it's... But you also have a wealthy people, like, you know, for example, Hindujas, you know, they're substantially wealthy, but they come here, they have love for Krishna, and they have affection, you know, for devotees. And you have, I know that there are devotees from a wealthy background, like Giriraj Swami from a wealthy background, and he was attracted to Krishna. As I said, I mean, it is conducive, you know, to be a simple person, to be, you know, in a very simple situation is conducive for spiritual life. You know, it's less complicated. Like a brahmachari, you know, you could say, that's why the word akinchana, akinchana means a poor man, someone who has no material possession, but he's very wealthy. Has a lot of spiritual qualities, brahmacharis. They're cultivating the internal wealth. So it is easy to cultivate a spiritual life when we are not surrounded by material opulence. Much easy. Otherwise, you can advance spiritually as a wealthy man, but it's like a ship with a very heavy anchor. How do you call it?
Anchor.
Anchor, yeah. You're moving, but because of the burden of wealth, you're moving very slow. So this is, it all depends, the internal desire. There are external desires and internal desires. A wealthy person, you know, he can be surrounded by external wealth, but if his desire internally is to cultivate Krishna consciousness, is not affected much. Like you have the example in the Bhagavatam, so many great personalities, Maharaj Bharat, gave up everything, very, very wealthy. And he practiced spiritual life. So thank you very much. We'll stop here. So it's 8:40. And I wish you a happy new year to come. And I wish and pray to Krishna that you will carry on in your service, even though there are not many devotees here present who have distributed books, but there are a lot of them, you know, watching online, that I wish that you carry on in this wonderful service of book distribution, despite the difficulty of in the world. It is not it is not an easy situation at the moment, economically, even in terms of security. Just yesterday on the radio, I heard that in Oxford Street someone got killed, stabbed to death, and then another person was also stabbed and is in very, very poor situation. So it's a very dangerous place in this world. So, but the show must go on. There is so much wanting of Krishna consciousness. We should carry on with our preaching mission. despite the danger, and just rely on the security and protection of Shishi Radhal and Dhoneshwar. And I hope that you will have a good festival today. Thank you very much. All glories to Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada ki jaya. Haribo.